From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. California's bleak 2021-22 water year officially ended September 30th without much hope for a better year ahead. The California Department of Water Resources says another parched year may be in the works thanks to a continuing La Niña atmospheric phenomenon in the Pacific Ocean, which generally means warmer, drier conditions. Last week, Lake Shasta, the largest Central Valley reservoir, stood at 59% of its historic average, less than promising news for farmers. A new federal grant program seeks to increase American-made fertilizer production. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the $500 million in grants intended to spur competition in the fertilizer sector and combat price hikes on U.S. farmers. The Fertilizer Production Expansion Program is part of a government-wide effort to promote competition in agricultural markets. The Commodity Credit Corporation grants will support independent, innovative, and sustainable American fertilizer production to supply American farmers. Ending the 14-week stretch of declining gas prices, the nation's average gas price posted a rise of 3.2 cents a week ago to $3.67 per gallon. The national average is down 17.5 cents from a month ago, but 49.3 cents higher than a year ago. But the national average diesel price went down 5.1 cents over the past week and now stands at $4.88 per gallon. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.